Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Monday, December the 14th, 2020, 18 minutes past the hour. Now, I've got to tell you something very nice that just happened. Now, as many of you know who have listened to this station, there are two stories that we have people read a lot because I think one of them is the classic Christmas poem. And has been for many years now. And I think it's also a story, you know, movies have been made and cartoons and things of that nature. And that's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Now, we started doing that really at the start of this station 7 Christmases ago. So that's one thing. Now, the other thing that we tend to do, and hold on, we'll come back to this in a second because I'm going to go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt your story, Scott, but I wanted to get this in here real quick.
Oh, okay.
And you may have talked about it earlier this morning. I didn't get you turned on until just a little bit ago, but I know you're a big Cubs fan, and I'm an Indians fan, and I don't know whether you heard the announcement last night, but the Indians are no longer.
Oh, I did not hear this.
Yeah, they finally made the decision to drop the name.
Did they?
Now, I don't know whether it's going to be official for this year or not to start till next year. They weren't clear on that, and they also didn't say what they were going to be called from that point on, but the Indians will cease to exist either right now or after this year.
Now, did they say what, I mean, obviously it was outside groups, but did they say what finally swung it?
Well, this has been under consideration for probably the last 4 or 5 years. You know, there's been pressure coming from Native American groups to change a lot of these teams' names, and a lot of teams have already dropped their names. I know, for instance, Miami of Ohio used to be the Redskins, and they're no longer that. And there have been other, you know, local schools and that type of thing that have dropped their names. So I think it was just mounting pressure that has been developing for several years. But, you know, it's kind of disheartening for tribe fans after 105 years of being called the Cleveland Indians that they're no longer going to be called that, you know.
You know, upsetting. Gosh, that's interesting because, you know, we play it on the top of the hour all the time, but back in 2016 when they were in the World Series and we were up there against the Cubs,
right?
There was a lot of talk of it going on then.
Yeah.
But Terry knew, they had an idea of what they were going to change it to then. Now, I don't know if that's still the case.
Well, I think the name that seems to be coming to the forefront, or, you know, as the cream rises, so they say, seems to be the Spiders. They were once known as the Spiders years ago.
Really?
That name has surfaced. There's been some other names that have surfaced. So I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see. But, you know, I'm 70 years old and I've been a Tribe fan since I was a wee kid. Went to my first game in 1954. It's just disheartening.
You know what I have thought about this, to be honest, and I certainly can empathize with everybody who does not like the changing of these names, because they are 105 years, I think, they've been called the Indians.
The tradition, right?
Yeah. But you know what I really do wonder is back when they were naming sports teams, why they chose names. Now, at that time, they didn't think anything of it. But I wonder why they chose names like us.
I know why the Indians chose that particular name. They had a Native American on the team at the time. And they had originally been called the Spiders. They'd also had another name prior to that. But I can't remember his first name, but his last name was Napoli, and he was an American Indian. And they actually renamed the mascot team for him. So the team was named for a Native American that played on the Indians at that time.
You know, I don't understand. Why don't they just go? I understand that the Indians' name is very important to people, and I get it, because when you're a fan, you're a fan. But why don't they just to keep some semblance? Because it's really just the word. Why don't they just call them the Native Americans?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what management comes up with, and I'm sure they'll probably, take a poll from all the fans to get their ideas. Now, I think two seasons ago, they dropped Chief Wahoo off of the uniforms. So the symbol Chief Wahoo has been eliminated a couple of years ago. Although, you still see people wearing Chief Wahoo on their fan clothes and all that. They've just been eliminated from the team's logo. And it's just been the Block C for the last couple of years. And I thought maybe they might just leave it at that and still be called the Indians and just do away with the Chief Wahoo mascot. But apparently the pressure has mounted enough that management decided it was time to dump it.
Well, and on this note, I really do want to say, because I think when this was first coming up about a year ago, when it really got serious, at some point, these are private teams, and
right.
Major League Baseball is not telling them to change their name.
No.
So it's the management that is doing this. Now, are people are not in the streets protesting the Indians?
No.
The reason that management is making these decisions must be out of some kind of moral certitude in their mind, I would guess.
It could be, and then the other thing I'm thinking about underlying, it's always all about the money. And when they dropped Chief Wahoo from the uniforms a couple of years ago, that means all new fan type of gimmicks and shirts and all that crap has to come out new, so it's a good way to generate new funds for the team.
Well,
shop.
You know what, and I tell you what, it's interesting because I would guess that has more to do with this. Now, they'll slide behind the idea that Indians is a bad name. But I hope people keep that in mind, because I know a lot of people will say, oh, it's those darn people who can't be politically correct. Well, you know what, these are private businesses. These are not public offices.
Yeah.
And management had to make the final decision.
Well, I think it's maybe 20% that, and then I think the other 80% is, hey, this is a new way to market the team, and we can generate some more revenue for the club. So.
Well, hey, the good news is, if you have a shirt that says Cleveland Indians or have Chief Wahoo, this will appreciate in value now, because they won't be around anymore.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and it absolutely will not stop the diehard fans from wearing something that has Chief Wahoo on it or says Indians.
No,
guarantee you.
No, absolutely not. Well, that's great info. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, now there you go. Now that has been a discussion for I don't know how long. Well, how about that? The Indians, after 105 years, will no longer be known as the Cleveland Indians. That's big news here in Ohio. The Indians will no longer be known. 105 years, no more Indians. Now, what would you call them? That's interesting, isn't it? What in the world are they going to call them? It's in the New York Times today. I just saw the article, so it definitely is a done deal. But as far as what they're going to call it, I don't know. I'm trying to get the what they actually said here. Okay, here's what they said. We are committed to making a positive impact in our community and embrace our responsibility to advance social justice and equality, a statement from the Major League Baseball team said on Twitter at the time. Our organization fully recognizes our team name is among the most visible ways in which we connect with the community. We have had ongoing discussions on these issues, the recent social unrest in our country and our country has only underscored the need for us improving an organization on issues of social justice. So I'm trying to let's see here. While the focus of the baseball world shifts to the excitement of an unprecedented 2020 season, we recognize our unique place in the community and are committed to listening, learning, and acting in a manner that can best unite and inspire our city and all those who support our team, concluding the statement. But I don't... it's not saying what the team name is going to become, and maybe they don't have any idea at this particular point. Trying to see here. Okay, let's see here. A different source told the Times the Cleveland team plans to keep the name in uniforms for the upcoming 2021 season, but will work to change them out as early as 2022. I wonder... Oh, here it is. The Times reported that there are many logistical considerations behind changing the team's name. Well, they don't really know what they're going to change it to. So I guess that's the way it goes. Well, how about that? Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe they thought they could just slip that in during the pandemic and nobody would notice. I don't know. So if you're just tuning in, the Cleveland Indians will no longer be the Cleveland Indians after 105 years. How about that? No more Cleveland Indians. It will be we don't know. It'll be something coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
They could call them the Cleveland Indigenous People.
Well, there you go.
That has a nice ring to it.
That just rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. The Cleveland Indigenous People. Well, why not? All right. Well, I don't know. Does anybody have anything to say about this? I know there are a lot of Cleveland Indians fans out there. Now, not that that can be said anymore, because apparently that's a done deal, that the Cleveland Indians are gone. 105 years. Wow. That is something. All right. 740-383-9944. Anything to say on this, you diehard baseball fans out there? Go ahead, caller.
All right. I got an idea, Scott, on this.
Okay.
They need to call every team except the Cubs, because I'm a big Cub fan like you are. But they need to call them, and I'm a Cleveland fan, they need to call them Cleveland Loser, Cincinnati Loser, Los Angeles Loser. And whoever wins the World Series that year, they are Cleveland winners. Everybody else keeps the loser name. Next year, who wins the World Series, they get the name winner. Everybody gets the loser name.
You know, it's interesting. As an Indians fan, why do you... Because management made this decision. Why do you think they did it? Because
I'm sure Major League Baseball, I know you said that they probably didn't pressure them, but I'm sure they have something to do with it. Because, you know, they're in it, like I said, for the money, too. So I'm sure behind the scenes there's people having things to do with it, being pressured.
Now, I guess the team has not made the official announcement, but the New York Times say they will make it this week. I'm sure there's going to be so much blowback there right now, but, you know, I just don't know, because the problem with the Indians name, and I get it, I just wish we could make it mean something else, but for so long, it's, I'll tell you, Christopher Columbus just really got us all screwed up in this whole thing.
You're not a kid, but here's the thing, they changed the name, let's say, to the Cleveland Muggers. For instance, you got these people that are Indians, actually Indian blood, that are baseball fans, but it ain't going to draw in, I don't think, fans from the Indian reservations to be a baseball fan. So the only thing they're going to advantage is, like the guy said earlier, is sell the merchandise all over again.
Well,
I don't see them drawing in fans.
Well, and I think that's what will probably happen, is that it's going to... simply be a marketing thing, but it's weird to me that they would do it at this time, because certainly nobody is up there protesting in Cleveland right now.
No. Well, that leaves Atlanta Braves, too. What are they going to do with them? Next thing you know, the WWF, the World Federal, whatever that's for, they're going to be complaining about the Cubbies because a Cubby Bears. I'm like, geez, a cow.
Well, it is. It's a very tough thing, to be honest, for it's tough when you are a team, somebody who follows a team like that, and you do it for so long. It's tough. It's tough when they change their name like that.
It's tough for a fan too. I mean, when Cleveland went to Baltimore, I wasn't a Baltimore fan. You know, I was a Cleveland fan.
You know, but here,
in that case, they're not moving.
But here's the question about that: what in the world did playing in Baltimore improve their fortune so much to where they could win a Super Bowl in Baltimore, but never could win games in Cleveland?
I never could understand that. I'm sure with Art Modell, it was money, maybe promise. I think it was a better stadium, my understanding, or maybe even a new stadium. I can't remember, but I don't. I just think he got tired of wanting to blame Cleveland. You know, it wasn't the fans' fault. I mean, geez, cow, we rooted them, but it had to be a money and stadium thing, I'm sure.
So now that we know this is going to happen, in all honesty, what would you like to see the name be? What in Cleveland? I heard the Cleveland Rock and Rollers at one point. That's not horrible.
No, that's not horrible. No.
Yeah.
Or you know, yeah, I couldn't tell you really, to be honest, but just keep Cleveland for a year. You know, let the fans decide. The dedicated hardcore fans, bad enough, they're not going to like the change, but I'm sure they're going to come up with some good names.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, and maybe that's the way to smooth this out a little bit, to kind of paper over it, is to let the fans change the name, and that way, whatever they get...
Make them a little happy.
Yeah, they will have choose. They have, will have chosen, I guess, is what I should say.
You're right. I better get back to work. Hey. I'm on break.
Hey, thank you.
Have a good day, Scott.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
All right, well, there you go. The story is here is that the Cleveland Indians are changing their name after 105 years. How about that? Any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. Now, that's interesting to me because I don't know. I just don't know what drove that. I cannot say that protests have driven that. There are people who have wanted it to be changed. There's no doubt about that. I would not deny that. But I just don't see that as a protest thing. I haven't heard people up at the Progressive Field, you know, protesting this. So I don't know. That's different to me. What do you think that the new name should be? 740-383-9944. What do you think of the name change? I know there's a lot of Cleveland Indian fans out there. There's no doubt about that. A lot of Cleveland Indian fans all over. Now, you know, I have gotten a bad reputation because of the 2016 World Series as not being a Cleveland Indians fan. And when it comes to the Cubs, I am a Cubs fan over a Cleveland Indians fan. But, you know, I don't dislike the Indians. They're an Ohio team. I like all Ohio teams, to be honest. So... here we go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think about this whole interesting situation that has arisen with the Cleveland Indians allegedly changing their name to something that they don't know yet? What an interesting time. I think that's fascinating. Sorry to harp on that for a second, but if anybody has anything to say, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944. I was just looking at the New York, or AP. The AP has now put out a story on this, and if the AP reports it, that's pretty pretty well on the mark. The Cleveland Indians are changing their name after 105 years, citing three people familiar with the decision. The New York Times reported Sunday night that the team is moving away from a name considered racist for decades. So there you go. So that's the AP story. So it's out there. It's out there, and I don't think the AP would report it if they thought it false. And I'm sure by now somebody with the Indians would have told them that the story was wrong. Okay, there you go. If anybody wants to comment, it's 37 minutes past the hour here, or anything else. Does anybody have a good sugar cookie recipe here? I'm still looking for that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we will get you on the air. How interesting is that? Okay. Now, what I was saying earlier was that 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. We've had so many people do 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and we love 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and it's probably number one. But number two is definitely, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. I love this story. I love that it's a true story. I love that this happened in the journalism business, that it happened with a newspaper. It's just fascinating to me that this little girl was told that there was no Santa Claus, so she wrote a newspaper asking if there was a Santa Claus. And what that editor of the newspaper wrote back all those many years ago is so fascinating, and it has now been called, and it's the most read editorial of all time, they say. Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. Well, one of our listeners, very, very dedicated listener, very nice lady, dropped off today here at the station the DVD of Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. There was a DVD made, and I can't wait to watch this. I will be watching this very soon. And the book, Family Christmas Classics, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. So there is a book. So I have the book, and I have the DVD, and I am a very happy person right now because that is absolutely one of my favorites. I think there is just something about that that is so Christmas. Because this question of is Santa Claus real comes up constantly. Constantly, is Santa Claus real? And I understand why it comes up, because people are skeptical. You know, you look at it, I mean, my goodness, we just had an election. Some people don't believe, aren't ever going to believe the results. We had an assassination of a president. People don't believe how that happened. We have had 9/11. People don't believe how that happened. You know, we're just a skeptical society in general. So I understand why there are all these questions about Santa Claus. But, boy, this editor put it about as well as it can ever be said, and I don't think it's ever been said any better than that editor many years ago. So that's why I like Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. Does anybody enjoy that as well as I do? I think it's great. So I thank the listener for the book and the DVD, and I certainly will be watching these sometime in the next 10 days before the big Christmas holiday, which is upon us. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or do you have anything to say about the Cleveland Indians and the loss of their name, which I guess will happen, not necessarily next season, I guess, but the season after. And I, you know, just let the fans pick the new name, and I think that'll all be hunky-dory. It'll paper over after a while, but it'll take a minute. It'll take a minute for people to get over this. It's not going to be well-liked, that's for sure. All right, 740-383-9944. Okay, I'm still looking for a good sugar cookie recipe because I, you know, in a sugar cookie, here's what I want. I want a fluffy sugar cookie that's got a little crunch on the bottom. You know, I don't like doughy, but I want a sugar cookie that's fluffy. Now, fluffy and doughy are two different things. Because I still want that crunch when you bite into it. All cookies, I think all cookies you want a crunch when you bite into them. And also, does anybody have a really good homemade icing recipe? Because I do not want to go and buy all these different kinds of icing to paint Santa Claus and a Christmas tree and a bell and a star and all this sort of thing. All right, let's take the phone call here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. I might as well call for a second or two.
Go ahead.
As you probably know, the Kansas City Royals were named by the fans, and that's a pretty good name, and it stuck. It's not the most exciting name, but I think it fits the idea of being a Midwestern city, and it's a positive kind of a name, so I think it's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I think so.
I wish the Columbus hockey team would take people's advice. Blue Jackets is just a dumb name. They got rid of that mascot, which no one liked, myself included, but I still don't like the name. I could think of many, many alternatives, some that were suggested by the press, but that's a case where maybe if they want to have a name for a new team or change a name, maybe they should listen to the fans and not just pick something which they think has some significance that really hasn't done well. I think the name and just the image of the Blue Jackets has affected their image. Ironically, the Crew, you know, the MLS champions, which we're all very proud of, the old logo, which people call the Village People logo, which it kind of looked like the Village People. I preferred that. I don't like the new look, but certainly proud of the team. I'm not a soccer fan. I find the sport boring, but it's an important sport internationally, and I think what the Crew has done to the whole state of Ohio has been very positive. So you never really know. I mean, who knows if a logo really affects the team's image or their success, but I think it has something to do with it. There certainly is marketing in sports.
Well, I think that's right, but I think this will get blamed by Indians fans on groups that wanted to change it, and I think that's the wrong thing to do because these are private teams. Ultimately, just like the whole Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Butterworth, Uncle Ben things of this past summer, they are private companies, and ultimately it comes down to a board of directors or an owner of the company to make that change. So I think people have to look at that. Now, why are they doing it? Are they doing it for moralistic reasons, or are they doing it for money reasons?
Well, you're right in that there will be new merchandise, but teams change their logo. The Akron, or previously Akron Canton, AA Indians, they were the Canton Akron Indians 25 years ago. Now I think they're the Akron Rubber Ducks. They were the Akron Arrows. And some of these minor league teams are a little silly. Some are cute. Mud Hens is kind of in that they've been around so long that they're kind of in that border between being cute and being silly, but it grows on you. But you know, the Akron Rubber Ducks, as much as I like Ernie and Bert and Sesame Street, and I think it's kind of dumb. Arrows was better, and it reminds me of when the Canton Akron team was the Canton Akron Indians. They played at Thurman Munson Field, you know, great player for the Yankees who passed away much too early, and Arrows kind of supports the idea of Thurman Munson and the airplane and Ohio being birthplace of aviation, and they go to the silly name, the Rubber Ducks, but you don't really see that in the major leagues. It's almost like the Blue Jackets seems like a minor league team because it's a little silly. My first thought, Scott, is the Cleveland Rockers or Rock and Rollers for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, the Hall of Fame is a joke based on who gets in, who doesn't get in, but celebrating rock and roll music, American rock and roll music, you can't beat that. We're all in favor of, we all like music, so that's kind of an obvious choice, but I'd like to see the fans have an influence like they did with Royals and see what they come up with. But I think it's something to do with music or just being on Lake Erie. That would be the most logical choice, but who knows?
Well, I don't know. I just think if they let the fans choose the name, I think there'll be less of a fallout.
Yeah, I would say the Cleveland Rockers. That's, if they asked me, that's my choice. It's kind of generic, a little boring, but at least celebrates so the Hall of Fame. It's good for tourism. Cleveland certainly has some problems with urban infrastructure and getting people to realize what a great city it is, because it is. And I think just focusing on the great music of the United States and all over, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame celebrates all musicians, can't really beat that. And rockers, there are a lot of logos you could use for that. You can kind of go the Fred Flintstone look with the rocks, maybe the caveman hitting the baseball with a rock. I mean, who knows? So that's my 2 cents worth, but who knows? It'll certainly be intriguing. The Washington football team has not renamed itself either, so they're also a case where maybe they're looking to see what Cleveland does. That's another question we have in this area.
I guess we will see how it all shakes out in the end.
And let folks know we have a great new show starring yours truly coming up. Among the topics, or a smart researcher in Missouri who is looking at the evolutionary link between some foxes and humans, whether or not they're foxy humans or not. So very good show coming up next hour. So grab the coffee, and your ears and brain cells will thank you.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
No problem, Scott. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp follows this program today, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 until 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show today, 5:10 until 6 p.m. on this station. All right. So there you go. There's another topic this morning. The Indians will be changing their name after 105 years. So says the New York Times and the Associated Press and many other news outlets this morning. Any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. Also looking for a good sugar cookie recipe or a good icing recipe for making those sugar cookies. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And I asked this question last week. What kind of candy represents Christmas to you? What is the candy that you say, hey, that means Christmas? That is a Christmas candy for sure. You know what's always been shocking to me? Is that the oranges, which have been so closely associated with Christmas, not so much anymore, but were so closely associated with Christmas for so long, nobody ever made an orange Christmas dessert. You know, I'm not sure what you could do with oranges. I'm sure you could do something, like an orange cake, or are there any good orange desserts that are made from oranges? I don't know. Is there any such a dessert? Heaven knows they make them out of everything else. Potatoes, peppermints, caramel, coconut, just about everything. Is there any dessert that revolves around oranges besides peeling an orange and putting it out? Anything that has to do with oranges that would be good for a holiday party, or a holiday get-together, or just maybe a gift, you know? Sometimes giving people just an orange does not get the job done. So what would be a good orange candy? Does anybody know? Or cookie? Are there orange cookies? I've never heard of an orange cookie. Why aren't there more fruit cookies? You know, that's interesting to me. Really, I mean, muffins. Now, I've heard of peach muffins. I've heard of apple muffins, apple cinnamon. I have heard of, all kinds of fruit muffins. Blueberry muffins, of course. I've heard of strawberry muffins. But I've never heard of orange muffins. Wonder why oranges don't translate into muffins or candies or cookies like other things. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 9 minutes left in this particular hour. Talking about Christmas treats. Talking about the Indians changing their name after 105 years. Certainly setting Major League Baseball on its ear in the Cleveland area. You know, that whole thing, I know people get very angry about that they're going to change the name of the Indians. But, you know, there were names of teams that there's no way you could have today. And what I keep thinking of is if they don't change the name of these teams, you know, now it seems okay. We don't think too much of it now. But how's that going to look in 50 or 60 years? You know, when a generation passes where we did not call Native Americans or indigenous people Indians, what would that look like? Because the whole name Indian came about, it's my understanding, because Christopher Columbus, when he got here, thought he was actually in the West Indies because he was not a good direction person, navigator. And he called them Indians because he thought he was in the West Indies. And that's why that term kind of got a bad connotation as the years went along, because they were named by somebody who didn't know who they were, and also didn't know where he was. You know, and I recently visited the Christopher Columbus statue down in Columbus, which is still out in front of the State House. And it's interesting to me because it's still there. But is Christopher Columbus, I mean, let's strip everything away. You know, the statue's still there. They haven't taken it down at the State House. The city is still called Columbus. But when you look at the guy, Christopher Columbus, with all that we've learned about him, is he still a really important person in history? I mean, we still have Columbus Day. There's not many days named after people. Very few days that are named after people. And you know, with Christopher Columbus, it's not even a character issue. Because certainly we could go and find character issues with just about anybody, because I don't know any perfect people. Christopher Columbus's issue seems to be more about just how off he was. Character is not really the question with Christopher Columbus. You know, if he had had affairs or fought on the wrong side of wars, or, you know, that's character. That's not really the issue that we're having with Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus just seemed to be confused. You know, he did this big expedition, and we have been taught for so many years that he founded America when he really didn't. He didn't know where he was. He just happened to wash up here. You know, he thought he was in the West Indies. And then he names a whole group of people something that I don't know where he got the right to name them, which that whole thing is sort of strange. And then he ended up killing a lot of them. And Christopher Columbus did not end very well. I mean, the rest of his life was kind of a shambles. So I don't know. Should we continue to honor Christopher Columbus? I mean, take the whole statue thing out of it. Take the whole city of Columbus out of it. Take the whole, all that out of it. Just look at the man himself and what he did in life. Is he really somebody we should be honoring? I don't know. I'll leave it up to you to decide. I'm not going to make a judgment on that. But on the facts that we have learned as time went on, I mean, he's thought of still by a lot of people as the man who founded this area. I don't know. Is that right? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Do you think Christopher Columbus is really a prominent historic figure? Because that's where this whole Indians thing is coming from. Because he named them that, and then they grew not to like that because they found out why he named them that, because he thought he was in the West Indies, and that caused a whole big problem. So that's why the Indians, according to several news sources this morning, including the Associated Press and the New York Times, that the Indians will be changing their name. So, is that right? is that wrong? We can get a few more calls in here, 56 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It certainly is a story here in the state of Ohio. And here at holiday time, too. How about that? Changing things at the holiday time. Well, if you have any merchandise from the Cleveland Indians, hang on to that. Maybe it will appreciate in value now after this name change goes on. I just wonder what the name change will be. I do like the Rock and Rollers. I think that's probably about as good as you're going to get in the Cleveland area. I don't know what else you would do unless you came up with a totally different type of a name, completely different. I think that would be about the only way. Does nobody maybe sugar cookies are very difficult, and nobody has a good sugar cookie recipe out there. Any good sugar cookie recipes out there at all? 740-383-9944. We're almost done this morning. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Any good sugar cookie recipe? Does anybody make the sugar cookies at home? Do they go out and buy the cookie cutters and roll out the dough and do that whole bit like they did for so many years? Is that still done? Or do we all just go to the store and buy our sugar cookies now and say, enough of that, that's too much work. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey Scott, I thought I thought of the other name that they were talking about a year or so ago, the Guardians.
Oh, now what was the thinking behind that one?
The Guardians?
Yeah.
Guardians of the Lakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Guardians of the North Coast.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the other one that they were kind of bouncing around. There was a third one too, but I don't remember that one. I think that one I'll call you back.
Yeah, yeah, let me know. Hey.
Spiders and Guardians were the only two that I could remember.
You know, if they had just went with the spiders, we wouldn't have had any of this trouble.
Yeah, if they had stuck with the spiders.
Stuck with the spiders, we would have been okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Got a few minutes left in the broadcast here today. Give me a buzz. Remember, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lipp this morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. right here today on WWGH Radio. That's how it all rolls around. Here today, in the midst of the pandemic. I hope that Santa down in Columbus got some rest. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. One of my grandsons sent me an email last night regarding the Indians name change, because we're all Indians fans.
Right.
And I purchased face masks, Indians face masks for the grandkids, so... We'll be wearing those this summer. Hopefully this will be last summer we'll have to have those.
Now, is it upsetting to you that they're changing the name?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're breaking up.
Oh, no. Was it upsetting to you that they're changing the name?
Was it fitting?
Upsetting.
Upsetting. Yes. Yeah. It's, as I had said before, you know, it's always been the Indians, but way back in my grandparents' era. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but will you still be a fan?
Probably. Maybe there should be a shake-up in management up there. I mean, regarding players, too. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a... But yeah, I'll be a fan.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are always open here, 740-383-9944. Well, we're approaching the end of the show today, but again, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lipp, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5, and the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 until 6 p.m. For this day, boy, this is apropos, not as the Cleveland Indians anymore for the first time in 105 years, but for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Waving and having such a good time celebrating.
Do you have a little, maybe just bar of a Christmas tune that you can give us?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. That's about all I remember.
That's all you need to. The one and only, the amazing, the one of a kind, iconic, a treasure, Pat Carroll. I love you to death, Pat.
Right back at you. Have a beautiful, beautiful Christmas and New Year.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving as well. Bye.
Bye-bye. Pat Carroll.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals, 284 Marion Waldo Road.